welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's June 14th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here with the amazing, the incredible, Antoine Bergeron.
Hi! That was more really to say than that.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, it's late, so we'll move right along.
Yes.
First up, as always, our events. And first in that list, and for the last week, because it's happening this Saturday, is the Miniature Bazaar at the Slab Rosemont.
Yes, so it's big garage sales going from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It will be at the, as you say, Slab, which is Service des Loisirs Angus Bourbonnais at 5350 Rue Lafont on the second floor. It costs $20 to rent a table. It's free for people browsing and buying. Well, buying is not free, but entering to buy is free. You can reserve your table either by phone or by email. If I remember correctly, there's only two tables left, so go quick. And there will be some table available for gaming once people are done with their buying
and how or many
their browsing.
How many tables were available again in total?
It was supposed to be 30. They've cut down to, I think, about half of that to have everything fit into a single room. Because it was going to extend to two rooms, but if it's only one or two table more, it's better to cut it than have just two sellers in a different table.
For sure.
Yeah. But it's still,
still 15 tables of stuff.
15 table stuff, yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And some people are sharing tables, so it's probably more than 15 sellers.
Nice. All right. Next up, we have the Capital City Bloodbath from August 19th to the 21st.
Yeah, this event will be held at the EY Center in Ottawa. It's a big trade event for Age of Sigmar, 40K, War Machine Hordes, X-Wing, and Batman miniature game. There will be also a garage sale. You can find all the information on their website at capitalcitybloodbath.com. There will be a link in the show notes as usual.
And last on our list is the Quebec City Open, September 23rd to the 25th.
Yeah, it will be held at the Quebec Inn Hotel. There will be a lot of 40K, some X-Wing, some War Machine Hordes, some Age of Sigmar, and also a big painting contest. You can find all the information on their website, which we will post in the show notes.
Alrighty. So that takes us into the news for this week. And as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first on that list is Trolls Under the Bridge. 10mm Warriors of Erebos.
So those are quite simply Chaos Warmaster proxies, I would say. So a pack of heroes and a pack of Warrior of Chaos or Warrior of Erebos, as they call them. It's nice. There's not often that we see 10mm scale stuff, so I wanted to mention that. Mention it.
Yeah, I'm just taking a look, and they're pretty detailed for little 10mm guys.
Oh yes.
Well, those are nice sculpts for the scale. All right. What's next in line? Ah, GCT Studios, our buddies. A new pirate faction for Bushido.
Yes, the Jung Pirate. A new starter set is coming out at Gen Con this year. So they are not on pre-order yet, but as it's the first mention of the new faction, I wanted to put them in the news anyway. So the starter set is coming out with 5 models, which is probably their standard for their starters. It's a bunch of people from different land all coming out under the Jung Association.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, I like that the models are pretty different. There's different types. One looked like a small, not an halfling, but a small person with a blowpipe. You have some others that look more like Oriental pirates, and one that looks like a belly or Indian dancer, something like that.
Yeah, the neat thing is that playing a faction like this gives you a lot of opportunity to be creative, even though you still have, you know, a quote-unquote cohesive army, because you're not limited in the sense that everyone is dressed the same.
Yeah, a bit so, like playing a mercenaries like,
or Malifaux. I was gonna say Malifaux's like that too. A lot of it, unless you're playing guild or whatever, a lot of it's you've got a lot of variety in how you paint your models, so it doesn't get repetitive and boring. No, I really like it. And they have gorgeous sculpts. I mean, that's always been the case with Bushido. All right, what else do we have? Ooh, so Bombshell Miniatures. The Babes 2 Kickstarter miniatures are now in general release. That's good news for everyone.
Yes, the Kickstarter has been fulfilled, and everything now is available in their new release on their website. So you can get all the second Kickstarter stuff that was unlocked during the campaign.
Okay. Sorry, I was distracted by the next one. Tor Gaming has released the Ridden Duke. Or actually, no, sorry, it's pre-order. Pre-order for the Ridden Duke.
Yep, right and, now there's a smaller rebate for it.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was going to say my life is now complete, because it's a pretty awesome model.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is. All the Ridden are cool, but the Duke, which is one of the characters, I think, it looks so good.
I mean, it's a goblin riding an armored chicken.
Yeah, the other goblins, the other Capella Knights, they're called, are not as armored, but the Duke model is so cool. It's really a leader in the base when you look at it with the great plume on his helmet.
Yeah, I'm looking at the actual model, not just the render, and it's awesome.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Tor Gaming. Why do you do this to me? I already can't paint the models I have. Just keep throwing good looking models at me. Yeah. All right. Moving right along, I have to pull myself away from that poor Duke. Dark Ops 28mm Large Fantasy Galleon.
The name pretty much says it all. So the thing we need to mention is that's an MDF ship. So it's all laser cut stuff. Makes for a pretty big ship, up to 15 inches long. So that's a big model to put on the table. And it's pretty detailed. So... for a fair price, it's £35, so about $670 Canadian.
Yep, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, for the size, it's really reasonable.
Yeah, it's got quite a bit of detail. And I like the way they've designed it so that the hull sits really low on the table, so it looks like it's in the water.
Yes.
Yeah, I know there's quite a bit. It seems that, I know it's a big kit, it does seem a little pricey to me. Just because their exchange rate is terrible. I mean, it's going to be $70. Though I guess that's not so bad if you consider the price of, like, you know, small MDF buildings can be 45 Canadian. So I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, it's less than 2 microart, 2 mass building, I think.
Yeah, no.
Or it's... about the same.
Yeah.
And it's a lot bigger.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Well, a lot more wood. Maybe not bigger in size, but.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, that's a cool model. All right, Warlord Games has released some new Beyond the Gates of Antares models.
And some.
Yeah.
About more than a dozen new models, so for multiple factions. So I'm not up to date with that game, so I can't name them all, but there's some stuff for the Gar, for the Boromites, some Mercenary too. So a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you know, they're... the release schedule for this game is pretty impressive.
Yes.
Warlord's been doing a lot of stuff to get stuff done.
They're coming out with models almost every other week right now. So
yeah, they're really ramping up production. Next up, we're going into the Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And first in line, as I'm sure everyone who listens to the podcast already heard about, Cool Minionaut has launched the Massive Darkness Kickstarter.
Yeah, and as many Cool Minionaut stuff, it has exploded.
So yeah, well, when you show models like that to a bunch of gamers, they're gonna buy.
Yeah, the project I've been running for a bit less than a week, and it's over $1 million already, so it will be one of their big ones.
Let's just rename the company Kickstarter or not. I guess it's not much of a question, so...
Yeah. So for people who want to know more, it's a dungeon crawl game with no game master. So it's all cooperative. It's set in a medieval fantasy setting with really cool miniatures, as Paul already mentioned. Comes with just a base game, comes with 5 euros and 71 monsters of all kinds, either the small mob guys or the giant boss level monsters. And you have almost double that already unlocked from the stretch goals, and some add-ons available also. So you're getting a lot for your money. The pledge system is simple. You have one pledge available for $120 US, and that gets you the game and all stretch goals. So the only thing you need to add is if you want some of the available add-ons.
Yeah, and these models are gorgeous. Yeah, if they don't look cool media or not, they know how to make nice looking stuff.
Yes.
And this is really, yeah, so it's a cooperative dungeon crawl with progression. It's kind of like, you know, we're seeing so many of these now. Have you noticed that the last couple of years? Like, dungeon crawl seems to be the in thing.
Yep. The only difference is either they are cooperative or they have a game master. That's the only really big difference point. Like, some weeks ago we had Load. We mentioned Load, which was another big dungeon crawl. So there's some coming out all the time.
Yeah, I just wonder when the bubble's going to burst, you know? How many dungeon crawl games do people need?
It all goes for the team and the miniatures. Yeah. So.
True enough. All right, so this Kickstarter runs until July 7th. And as you mentioned, it's already funded several times over. So should be a pretty safe backing.
Yes.
What's next? Infamy. One Shots Captain Terra Kurkova.
So this project is the third in their One Shot series. It's a small Kickstarter to run one model each. In this case, it's a 50mm scale sci-fi recon fighter, Captain Terra Kurkova. So they run a small Kickstarter just for that display model. And they do have some available stuff, like already they went over, so they added the... that's it. So there's only one model, but there's two extra pledges for people who want it painted or either have a model sculpted for them. So, but that's almost out of the scope. You could contact the guy and do it directly that way instead of going from the Kickstarter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because the base pledge is £40. And after that, if you look for it painted, it's £200. And if you want to
£20. The base pledge is £20.
Yeah, but the painted one is 200.
You said okay, it's because you said 40. You said the base pledge was £40.
I adjusted for dollars in my mind.
Yeah, exactly. So the base pledge is £20.
Yeah, £20.
$40. Yeah.
Yeah. The
I'm on to you.
The painted pledge is £200, and the sculpted pledge would get you the captain and work with the sculptor to get one of your own model is £600.
An amazing value.
Yes.
Well, you know, it actually isn't a bad value. It's just a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
All right. And the One Shot runs until... Oh, yes. July 4th. So... And it's already funded. It's at $1,200 or £1,200 out of £500. So it will happen. Mm-hmm. And it runs until the 4th of July for all our American friends. And let's see. What is next in line? Oh, yeah. It's North Star. Frostgrave Into the Breeding Pit supplement.
So this is not a Kickstarter. It's what they called a Gnicht starter. So it's a pre-order campaign they are running on their own website. And this is for the supplement for Frostgrave, the new supplement, which is coming out, I think, later this year, Into the Breeding Pits. So you get strange creatures and ancient wizards that can modify their warrior and stuff like that. So a bunch of options. They call them level instead of pledges. And as the toll goes up, they unlock goals. It's the same, but they don't have to pay their 5% fee to Kickstarter.
Yeah, Frostgrave has exploded.
Oh, yes, it has.
And I understand why, too. A lot of people want a Björn Pretzel's low model count fun game that doesn't have a lot of brain power required. They can just, you know, throw some dice and kill some friends. And it seems to really do well. You know, I was at the local store last week and people were playing it, and I was watching a game where basically both sides annihilated each other. And they're playing a campaign, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think both wizards got killed in the exchange, or one wizard got killed and one apprentice almost got killed, and one guy lost most of his soldiers. And the wizard being killed basically means the apprentice has to step up, but the apprentice has apprentice stats. He's got the same spell list, but he's worse at everything. And I think he was also injured on top of it all. So it's like...
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, no, I think it was Chris's army got decimated. It's funny, you know, they sat there and laughed about their character's demise for over an hour after the game, so it must be doing something right.
Yes.
All right, and do we have a date on that?
Yes, it goes up to July 4th, same as the last Kickstarter we mentioned.
Okay, perfect. All right, and last on this week's list is Fire Spitter Miniature from Moonstone Fantasy Skirmish Game.
By Goblin King Games, yes. This is the first miniature. They are releasing it as kind of a preview for the line for Moonstone, which is a game in development right now. And this model is a couple of goblins carrying a flamethrower.
Yeah, essentially, the big goblin in the front has a candle that he's holding. He's got a barrel for his flamethrower that's shaped like a dragon. He's got a barrel of oil on his back. And there's a goblin behind him with a bellows to like project the oil forward. So I guess he uses the candle to light the oil as it spits out of the barrel.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the premise. But it's a super detailed model.
Mm-hmm. It's a simple enough campaign. You have a simple pledge for £16. That gets you the model. And that's it. You need to pay for the shipping after the campaign. If you get multiple, you can get more. They are doing pretty well. They are 10 times over their basic goal. So they unlocked an alternate called for another model that will be coming from Moonstone, which is called Baron von Fancy Hat.
Baron von Fancy Hat.
Yeah.
Oh my. It looks like they're estimating shipping for North America to be about £7. So you figure the £16 Kickstarter will actually be, you know, £23, so about $46.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a scale for the model? Like a size?
Yeah, it's 28 to 32 millimeter, the regular scale, regular gaming scale.
Oh, and they have a picture of Baron von Fancy Hat.
Yes.
He does have a fancy hat. I can't deny it. And he's going to be a 9-pound add-on, so that's not bad. Some value there.
Yeah, especially as the shipping is fixed, so even if you add stuff to your pledge, you don't need to pay more shipping. So the £7 you mentioned will stay at £7 even if you add the Baron von Fenciat or some of the other unlocks they have, which are Mushroom and Moonstones, which are either base add-ons or stuff you can use for objective.
Yeah, and I think if you back this and you know you don't add Baron von Fenciat, you're doing it wrong.
Yes, I think so.
Because for £9, he's a steal. It's a super detailed model with a lot of character, and you know, £9, can't go wrong. All right, and this runs until Wednesday, June 22nd. So next Wednesday.
Yeah, it's a pretty short campaign, so.
All right. Well, Antoine, looking at the doc, I think that's it for this week.
It is.
So I guess I'll see you next week.
You will. Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Who, What, Why, a game design podcast. A podcast that talks about the ins and outs of game design with game designers. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.